I think it's the like the face that's fat. That's what it was getting me.
What?
Just Chris's fat face.
I'm so glad that that's how we're opening this.
It's 9 o'clock, it's a Sunday, and you're listening to The Occupod, recording in front of a live studio audience. It's been literal months since we last played, so let's refresh ourselves on what the sitch is. What's going on? Who are we? Where, what millennium is it? What's going on?
Oh, I not can't even remember.
It's the 42nd millennium.
No.
It's been that long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's happening? Let me pull up the map from last time, which, for those of you listening at home, this is the map you're seeing right now. So I've plotted your course so far. And, what's happening?
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
You were traveling around the desert, where somebody might have accidentally riled up a zealot movement.
Yeah. So, key things I took away from last session, listening back, is that Lothar made two big fuck-ups, which is almost lost his leg in a minefield, and blew up
Tora
some...
saved his life, to be
and
honest.
And Tora saved his life. Tora also saved Amelia's life with the grenade.
That would have been fine.
Can I have a refresher on the grenade? I don't remember.
Yeah, so there was a cache which Amelia picked up, and in doing so, she picked up a stone, and attached to the stone was a grenade, which her raising up the stone caused the pin to be pulled. Tora, using, I think I quote, his racial stray and bonus of ultimate frisbee, was able to hurl the stone really far away and exploded harmlessly.
I can't believe that he allowed you to have that as a racial trait. That blows my mind.
The other racial trait, if
is
we
stealing.
Pull back the curtain a little
bit.
Yeah,
let's bring in racial, like, human racial traits.
For the Australians, come on now.
It doesn't really help that the fat one
called,
is American.
I'm German.
So
what
much.
Do I get?
Fuck off. 10 plus bonus.
Poland.
10 plus bonus against being electrocuted.
Yeah, we gave you that.
Because he's been a Sparky for 15 years, cunt.
Yeah. It was a funny joke idea, and then set up encounters in the Battle of the Veneta Magna so that you could get electrocuted, just so you could say that to a bunch of Skitarius to try to tase your ass, which you did, and it was hilarious.
And then I took their taser and tased
you
them.
You did. You tased them back. The cops never expect that one. So, you have been told by Lane to go to Al-Jadar and find out what the crack is with this cult that is going through the desert doing bad things, you assume. You have left the Pleasure Dome after complaining about the lack of Futterock's Burger Shuck drive-through. You've bought some more rations. Please bear in mind your weapons, ammunition, and your food and water is being tracked in this. You went to the Mutalali Oasis, at which point you found Fuckle, because it's been looted. You found, for instance, the chain of your lockets, immediately, that you gave to the Psyker here, but not the actual lockets. You also realised that the big burning mound of Skitarii bodies you had had been looted quite badly. You then went over to the Sighting Spire. This was a sort of observation point for you guys. You casually wandered into a minefield, and trained Imperial Guardsman Lothar almost blew his leg off, and untrained idiot Tora managed to successfully navigate the minefield.
It's perfectly fair. I followed my training to a T. I set it off, I die alone so that the rest of the regiment survives. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Whereas Tora,
told me to do anyway.
This
many,
was a
many
prison
times.
Fight. To Tora, you know, you're all going down. But yeah, you went
was
up to the
Cajun
top.
Sniper,
of...
you learned this.
Look, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Tora has never
Tora learned this from fighting a Roomba in the back.
It was Tora bare knuckle versus like six or seven Roombas all with knives strapped to the top.
In training to fight the dogs, that's right.
Yeah.
He had like a blindfold on as well.
So you guys Roombas? went to the top of the Sighting Spire, at which point you found what seemed to be an old outpost for the Vresh Grenadiers that were crash landed here, you assume. They seem to be the ones who set up the ancient minefield. You found the skeleton of one alongside a Imperial Guard officer's power sword, which is underneath the bed. There was a radio which seemed to be, you theorize, used to communicate to off-world ships and such sort of thing. Which
Did we
Lothar...
try to talk to Dad with it?
Well, here's the thing. Lothar, it needed power, so Lothar put one of his hotshot power packs in, and with a very bad tech keys test, irrecoverably damaged it. It is gone. It is.
That's not true. We have a tech breach.
Did he put in the heavy ammunition rather than the light ammunition?
I sure did.
It overloaded it, and it ruined both the power pack and the radio stuff. At which point, Amelia came up the stairs and said, "Why didn't you ask me to do that, idiot?" You then went to bed, and that's pretty much where we left it last time. So, it is the morning, because that's what happens after you sleep sometimes. It's the morning of your third day. The burning sun rises over the desert you find yourself in. You are currently camped out in the sighting spire, giving you a commanding view of the desert. What's the plan? If you remember yesterday, you did look around and you saw some movement around Vredeem, which seems to have been burned by the Blades of Resh. You saw them split off into two groups. A smaller group went down towards Sundered Crossing, and a larger group went across to the Ishwala Hunting Grounds. Orfamil sees nothing. If you remember how this works in terms of movement, you have to kind of move point to point in this to go to the nearest stuff, because fuck you. So what is Rude. Yeah, what's the plan? Where are we going? Where are we dropping?
Where are we dropping, boys? It depends on actually kind of where we slept, I guess, but like we're just in the tower, I would think. Yeah. I would have been tracking the movement as much as I could, but probably would have passed out after a little bit.
There was a smaller section of the enemy, or whatever you want to call them, that was going somewhere else. Where was that?
So,
have they actually done anything bad yet?
They seem to have attacked Vredeem, which was a flood.
That's kind of bad.
But like, do you care?
Two groups split off. So
I do.
The larger body went off towards the Ishwala Hunting Grounds, and a smaller one went down towards Sundered Crossing.
I believe that's what we agreed on, was to go meet the smaller group.
I think so. That sounds familiar.
Now, they are, that way. They are
on... going directly there, though. Can we go like this wrist reach along the river?
Nikki.
Good then, Christ.
Come down through the valley.
Why? You know,
like, I just want to come down, so we're going right through this valley. So we're going like, straight in here. So, like, you know, we can go up here. We can even do a bit of circling around. One to two, you'll get the lay of the land.
Yeah. Oh, they've drawn a penis on my map again. What a surprise. It's a funny joke.
You're going to have to edit that in.
It's a funny joke they've never done before.
And then, like, what if, you know, we can penetrate this quite nice looking area.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah.
Behind this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Like, yeah, so we've got, like, one group going, like, this way, and then one group kind of pushing and putting a front line that way, and then maybe we just have to be very careful if we get assaults from the flanks. Like that.
Just be glad, be glad, dear listener. We'll you do not have to see what I'm currently seeing.
There you go.
It's rough, but
Australia should not trust you.
Never forget.
So what's the plan then? Sundered Crossing?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah.
Do we call the police?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Do we call 911?
We are the police again. We've gone over this.
Yeah. Tora had that realization, didn't he?
Yeah, he realized that we were the police, and he's like, oh no.
Call the police. We are the police.
Yeah, Raph said, why don't we contact Interpol or something? To which Lane said, you are Interpol. which was great. And I'm afraid I will have to get rid of this. Touching though it is, this 9/11 drawing.
That's memorial.
There we go. So, Sunder Crossing, it is the morning. You guys remember how travel works in this, obviously. It's not like it's been months across since we last played.
No, we did this yesterday.
Yeah, right, listener.
Shivers. Somebody lied.
So, how it works is you decide where you're going to go. You decide where people are sitting, who's driving. You decide whether you're going at day or night. Every day of travel, you're going to use up fuel, water, food, that sort of thing. Unless you disagree, in which case you can drive and... that is in the rules. You can just disagree with me. Yeah, I forgot that. Thanks, Raph, for bringing that up. Yeah, what would you like to do, Raph? And I will sit back and repose.
No offense, but I'd really... Do you guys want to play like some Stellaris or something?
No, actually, I have to go if you guys don't mind, do you mind if I just take 2 seconds? I've just got to run to a nearby state and go buy my groceries there. I'll be back in 3 to 8 days.
I'm actively shitting, so if we could hurry this along.
God. Right. Sundered Crossing. Who's driving? All right. What's happening? It's the morning.
Not it, Nosy.
I'm driving.
Media, love it.
Thank God. If Tora was to help?
Tora, you can sit in the passenger seat if you want.
That would help.
Does my awareness roll? I'll be the eyes, she'd be the drive.
Love it.
I can make the thing go faster. What's this?
You intimidate it. Here we go. Yeah. It passes.
Oh my God.
Do you go a bit faster now?
No, here's the thing.
Is he intimidating Amelia or intimidating...
I think the vehicle. You feel like it's going faster, which sometimes is all that faith is about. lovely. So
that's especially close to orc mentality there. I don't know. Is that
that's strange, though, isn't it? So let me remember the rules for this. So you've rolled operate surface, and then Trot, could you roll 1d100 for me, please?
Oh, that's right. We're on the Oregon Trail. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you'll catch dysentery. A 22. Cool.
Tutorial dysentery is a bit like AIDS. He's like, I can't get it again, so I'm sorry.
Once you've had it once, yeah.
Once you've had it once, it's like chicken pox.
What's that? Is that two little ducks, 22? I think so.
What? Two little ducks, 22?
Two little ducks, 22, yeah.
Cool.
22. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Playing two bingo over here.
Oh, okay. Cool. As you're driving towards this northeast, you're going down the river, well, the dried riverbed of Yanim, I think across a sand dune to your left, you hear a crack of a laslock. You have not heard, you have not seen where the shot has come from. It is behind a dune. What would you like to do?
I'd like I'd like to look at where the shot came from.
Lothar's going to do the smart thing. He's going to duck into
the vehicle. It's not fired at you. You have heard the shot go off. But
yeah, I want to look at where it was shot.
You cannot see. You are in a small decline. There is no bearing on the shooter. It's not possibly on the other side of one of the sand dunes around you. You think probably to the northwest.
I roll fine shot roll.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's over the side of the sand dunes.
I got 834.
Well, congratulations. You know it's over the sand dunes to your northwest.
Dora's gonna... You rolled... 800 out of a D 10,000 Tora would like to get Amelia to bring the rhino to a halt and then like jump out and like belly crawl up with his monoculars and see if he can spot anything.
Okay. You said
we're in a dip, yeah? That's so they can't see it, right? Yeah. So they can't see us, yeah?
That's a smart seems to be, yeah.
Ophama's gonna follow, but he's gonna be walking normally.
Okay. So you walk up the sand dune. Is anyone else coming with? BGZ's grabbing his carbine.
I think Lothar's grabbing the long las and coming with.
Lovely. Amelia.
We have somewhere where we have all the resources.
Might as well.
Yeah, there's a page called Tauros here.
Oh, there it is. Found it.
Yeah.
I can also extend my ocular thing.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. You're like all lying on the sand dune. You stick your mechadendrite up and over.
Periscope.
Yeah, so...
Oops! It went into Tora's asshole.
So you see,
that's not a Sarlacc pit.
So with your mechadendrite, Amelia, what you're able to see, actually not too far from where you are, who's basically at the base of this dune you're on the other side of, there is a man who is knelt down by the body of a horse still steaming with blood pouring out of a wound in its neck. He has a laslock, which is on the floor next to him. His head is knelt down, and his hand is not over the wound, but over where the heart of the horse would be.
Is he looking reverent?
Yeah, he seems to be, yeah.
Arthur, I got a plan.
How dare you.
If this guy had a theme track, what would the theme track be?
I think it's Sad Horse ASMR.
Sad Horse ASMR?
Yeah.
No. It's sometimes it's a bit hard.
It's tough.
Why the long face?
What would you like to do?
I almost feel like we should leave him alone.
This guy's Tora's, just saw his horse.
Tora's yelled out, "Hi ho, cowboy!" and is now slid over the top of the dune.
You're sliding rapidly down this dune, a torrent of sand coming down with you as you barrel down towards him.
Would that be athletics?
I think this would be athletics, yeah.
It's the same for me.
Okay. Cool.
Actually, no. Yeah, let's make it athletics.
Let's
yeah.
make it athletics. Why not?
So I get a plus 10 to athletics.
Yeah. How cool of a fool is this going to be? Oh, wow. Okay. What does this look like?
It's like running in the 90s is playing in the background. He's got his like left leg kicked out, like heel against it, right leg, like right foot sideways, like heel against the, running against that. It's like surfing down, because Tora, the Taurus, sand surfer.
Yeah, yeah.
There are no oceans on Straya. They were all turned into beer many millennia ago.
Yeah. Which, as we all know, you can't surf in.
Yeah, you can't surf in beer. No.
It's too heady.
Nope, not allowed.
but yeah, and he cuts some shapes as he goes down, and from like from Lothar's angle, it actually looks like the beginning of like a big, like there's a big swooping. I'll draw it for you on the map.
No, yeah. I'm good. I'm really good without seeing it on the map.
He draws a very crude penis.
Wow. I think the man looks like he's about to reach for his Lazlock, but then does not take it upon him locking eyes with this incredible display of
Taurus just like humming to himself.
I swear to God, if this gets copyright struck because of that bullshit.
As you grind to a halt, the man has fallen to the floor in supplication. He is making the sign of the Aquila across his chest, and he says, "Oh, Vresh has heard my prayer. The Skyfallen have come to save me."
Oh yeah, we all love a good Reshes here, don't we, boys? And yeah.
Tora takes
out
the only one down there.
Yeah, BGZ is making his way slowly and politely down.
I like it, but he like sinks further and further into the soft sand as he's going.
By the time he reaches the bottom of it, he is neck first and just shakes himself. he's up to his neck, shakes himself down. But yeah, he's standing next to you.
Is it a hot day?
Oh, it's a desert, baby. It is.
It's a desert.
Yeah.
Is it hot though?
Yeah,
balmy.
We've not even had dinner or appetizer yet.
Yeah, but say like, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't have breakfast yet, so it might be a bit too hot for me to actually do anything right now.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I will fry an egg on the car.
Or the top of your head.
The bonnet of it, like Top Gear.
Mark one of the eggs off in your sheet.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Where's my eggs?
Oh, I forget. Not we've sheet. Got a separate tracker for that.
I'm down to 7 tinnies now,
so,
by the way.
As you all come down this dune and have a look at this guy, he is, yeah, he seems to be perhaps in his 30s. He is dressed in a typical of attire of one of these sort of desert nomads. He has a large sort of bulky backpack on his back. It does look like it was once perhaps a military issue, but it's since long been modified beyond recognition. And yeah, he's got this kind of... very old Lazlock slung over one of his shoulder, and his horse is bleeding. Well, he's
I'd
dead
like to offer him a low stick in this trying time.
Yeah, he absolutely takes the low stick. Is it one of the explosive ones?
Warwick, I'd like you to roll a 1d6. If you roll a 6, it explodes.
Oh, God. Oh,
no!
So, as he goes to light it with his painted Zippo brand Zippo, it explodes in his face, and he goes, "Ah!" And he drops it into the desert sand, and he looks to you confused.
Here, hands of another one.
What do I have to roll?
No, that was the ladies and gentlemen, one. The last exploding low stick.
We did it. Only
God.
Took us
end of
12
era.
Sessions. We did it. We have to get some more. it was a gag, but it, what a way to end it.
Didn't Amelia put them in there?
Bought him some six. Yeah. that was on our first recording episode, if you ever remember.
Oh my God.
So he takes the low stick eagerly from you. And he says, "What are you Skyfallen doing here?"
That's a great question.
Hey, pull out my data slate and remind myself. Hey,
pull out my data slate. The last thing I've gotten here is
we're looking
Kroll
for what's ours.
The bad guy. That's the last note I have written down.
I was going to shout, "We're looking for what's ours!" as I start to try and not fall down the sand dune.
Oh, everything's ours.
What?
The boss.
That is true. What do you mean, what's yours?
We hear some doggy talk about some people who've got a bit of a religious following going, yeah?
Oh, you mean the Blades, yes.
What's your estimation of the Blades? They got a lot of guns?
Yes, I'm but a humble trader, I'm sure you understand.
They have any graves?
What's your name, bud? What's your name?
My name is Sardu.
Sardu, if you were to walk up to the lemonade stand and say to the man running the stand,
next time we have a months-long break from Dark Heresy, we are just stopping because the quality of roleplay drops through the fucking shitter. Anytime.
It takes a while to get back into everything.
Yeah, it takes fucking 4 months for apparently.
Guys, I think we're pissing off God. Yeah. God's getting mad.
Lane's about to call the police on you. So
what are you trade?
I trade knickknacks, that sort of thing. There's a lot to find in this desert.
Are you married to a woman called Patty?
I am not married to a lady called Patty.
Oh, so where do you get these knickknacks if not from a Patty Whack?
Hey! He says, well, I find them. You know, there's been turmoil in the desert, and I...
Oh, you're a looter! Oh, that's good. So am I.
What? No, I mean...
You want to see? Hey, look at this thing. And I pull out the Arc Maul and I like thumb the trigger a little bit to zappy zap.
This desert nomad who's never seen working electricity before is losing his shit at this. He's like, whoa! Whoa!
Look at this. Eyes.
If he's never seen working electricity,
he's seen working electricity. He's not seen a fucking Arc Maul.
He's got someone with a robot phase and robot parts and.
BGZ's his dad.
BGZ shakes his head slowly behind the man. You're not able to see it. It says, yes, I suppose you could use that word, but yeah, I prayed to Vresh to help for the Rive, and look, you're here. This is incredible. What a gift from the heavens.
Help with what?
Well, he looks over to his dead horse. My horse was wounded. I need to make my way back and sell my wares, you know.
Oh shit, it's weird. You just shot it. Now, or...
Obviously the horse was injured or ill.
He points out the I think yeah.
But the gaping Laszlo or whatever.
it was weird. I shot it again there.
How could you have done this?
How could the horse do this to me?
As you look closer,
add that horse's name. The horse committed suicide. And that horse's name, Epstein.
Oh god. As you look closer, it does seem that one of the horse's front hooves is swollen and shot off. It's swollen and twisted with infection.
I'd give the horse an antibiotic.
It is dead.
Right.
You're just putting a Tylenol in.
Wait, hold up. So this horse has got laminitis in a desert.
No, it doesn't have any lemons at all.
No, it's got a future horse disease that you, as the Torah, does not understand.
All right. Fuck you too.
Don't bring horse lore into this. This might not even be a horse. I'm just describing it in terms that us in M2 can understand.
Like a horse.
It's a long rocks, you think. Yes, he is a trader and he needs to go back and sell his wares.
Well, go back where?
He says, well, I'd like to go to the Pleasure Dome and, you know, sell my wares and then...
I bet you do. Yeah, man, I bet you do. I give him like a little elbow bump. Dome.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I see your type all the time.
What do you mean?
Shoot your horse here, get your thrills, get your rocks off of death, and you want to go spend it all doing pleasure.
No, this was...
Yeah.
This is my...
Okay, I see you.
This is my horse.
You're a pervy horse. You're a pervy
for anyone except for your penis. Like, there is a gaping wound, and it's still very hot. Like,
I would not have done this unthinkingly. This horse is
I bet you were thinking the entire time, weren't you? You sick fuck.
I'm dead of lying to you. I've never done anything unthinking in my life either.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's.
You know,
let's
for a guy whose name is Sardine, you really don't like horses that much.
What? That's not my name.
Right, let's figure out.
Skyfall and are particularly odd. I've never met any of you before, but it's just
have
like
you met, have you met many Skyfall in your time?
Yeah, how many Skyfall have you met so far?
He kind of looks at the floor sheepishly.
These two are stupid.
Yeah, he says, I've spoken to people in the Pleasure Dome, but I don't tend to stay there.
Yeah, but they're not Skyfall though, are they?
What?
Here's the problem. We're out here looking for information. We're not going back to the Pleasure Dome yet, but we'll be going back at some point.
Right.
Want to come for a ride?
If you prove trustworthy, we could take you with us.
Well,
or you could wait somewhere and be picked up later.
There's dangers in this. I'd much rather come with you, Skyfall, and you. You're well armed. I assume you have horses.
Yeah, I got two of them.
That's incredible. He says, looking at Tora with sympathy that one might reserve for a disabled child.
How fast does the
horse go? Not very fast at all.
Ford Explorer go or whatever we get.
Tauros, for the love of God.
I thought we had a Subaru Crosstrek.
You've got.
Wait, I thought it was an Astra.
Your 2004 Honda Accord is able to travel between each.
How fast does it go?
What's the top speed?
Yeah, it's
about as fast as 300.
Why don't you have the details of this piece of information that we require?
I literally want 60, just because of the desert.
Let's say 60 on the road.
Because he said, I trust you have horses, and say we have the power of 60.
It's got 60 horsepower. That's correct.
How is a horse meant to eat too much grass while living in a desert and getting lemonitis? Huh?
I don't know what lemonitis is.
What a weird angle you've gone at this.
What is lemonitis?
Laminitis
is a painful, potentially. It's the hoof wall is made up of an intellect. I don't want to understand it. Just tell me what it is.
They eat too much grass and like rich pasture and stuff like that, and it starts to like split the keratin in their foots and stuff because of all the carbohydrates.
This isn't educational?
Exactly. Who's assuming this is laminitis, though?
Because you described what sounded like laminitis, and
he twisted his leg.
You're coming across as WebMD here, Og.
Yeah.
I bet this horse has cancer as well.
Yeah.
Neither me as a DM.
I'd like to start dissecting the horse to figure out what killed it.
I can help you with that one. I don't even have to dissect it. It was a Laslock blast.
Sardine, if you're coming with us,
what do you know of the land and of the people? Are you with them?
No, I've I used to be part of the tribes to the south of this sort of region. I just kind of wander and. It's pretty much just me. I'm not with the blades. I've seen what they can do to people. I've seen the aftermath. It's awful.
We're going to be interacting with them one way or another.
Well, I would highly suggest you do not. They are hostile.
Excuse me. I know who I want to talk to here. All right. So don't you dare start getting in my business. Otherwise, I'll get in your business.
He bows his head reverently and says, "Sorry, Skyfall, and I meant
it's like,
no offense."
Yeah, but it's like Orfamil. If he's coming with us, he's going to be part of our business.
Nah, he can be part of our business, not my business.
Right, I'm confused.
What is your business and our business? Does not that make your business all of our business?
Nah, because my business is mine, not ours. But it's not my business, it's to do with our business.
I'm a humble trader.
Amelia wanting to check on the truck, anyway, is just gonna, like, kind of say and then turn, and it's like, you can come. Mind yourself, and if you prove untrustworthy, you will be shot.
Wait, can I give him a lap flow test first?
Oh, yeah, it's always safe to do.
But that's what she's saying as she turns around and go back over the...
He says if you would not survive seeing the Blades of Resh. They number in their hundreds. No!
I'm sorry. Were you there when I was living my life? Do you know what I've gone through? No,
can I speak to the other three, please? They seem to be nicer than these two.
I turn off one of Orfamiel's eyes and alternate them on and off. Oh, no. He's blinking.
Amelia, it's the thingy again.
I love that. I love that as a thing. So you see them, they number in their hundreds, they're violent, they're hostile. Are they hostile to all? Do they discriminate?
Are they racist?
Are they racist?
He points to the north at the still sort of smouldering ruins of Redeem on the horizon. Says, well, that's all you can see, really, of what they do. I went to the Mutlali Oasis, and I guess, did some looting, whatever you want to call it, but I...
That's my boy. I like you, Sardi.
There were bodies left there. It was not a nice sight. Women, children, everything. It's just ruin.
Do you know where they...
Have you spoken to them, personally?
No, if I...
Okay,
hide.
So what exactly is the benefit of having you with us?
Hold on. I have an idea.
He's a local. He'd be a good guide. When you come to my mum's house, you need someone to guide you through the house because it's very dangerous and there's a lot of old newspaper and things will fall over. This is a very, very similar concept, but instead of my mum's house, it is a desert.
You know, actually, I hate to say it, but he's like, other than the newspaper thing, he's absolutely right.
Why do people always say when they agree with me, hate to say it?
He says to you, look, Skyfall, and I appreciate this, but I would rather go straight to the Pledge Dome. Look, I can pay you for it. You can have all my wares that I've got. I just need to not be in this desert.
I can do something better.
We're not going to the Pledge Dome just yet, as Amy told you. We are happy to drop you off somewhere convenient and can pick you up on the way. Also, will you eat that entire horse? Because we're on a limited schedule and I need to start butchering.
I wasn't going to eat the horse. But
I will eat the horse for you then. And so Cora would like to start butchering the horse.
All right, as you do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, you know, if you can't come with us, at least tell us where you know of that has the best spots to loot. Because from what we understand, they've armed themselves with things that they should not have.
I hadn't been there often, but I know Redeem had lots there. It was a fine settlement. There were markets there, trade of gemstones, that sort of thing. But I don't know what they would be looking for there, but they seem to have not left much behind.
What about you? Where have you gone to get some of the different wares that you found, other than the oasis?
There was a hermit who's no one's seen for a long time. I found his cave. I took some of his goods. There's life is cheap here in the desert. And once you're gone, people don't hold on to what they.
Oh my god, that's his last lock too, isn't it?
So is this his gun? I go back to the car.
They are different Laslogs. He meant the sort of trinkets and that sort of thing that was hanging.
Right.
I have the Hermit's live lock. It's in the car. I brought it with me.
He hasn't got the last lock. That's fine.
All right. Anyway, so yes. I guess what I'm trying to nail down is, would this guy reasonably know where this cachet is that they have acquired, right? Because we don't know how much has been taken. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Was there not a cache of...
They literally, like, raided and pillaged.
No, right. But previous to this, a part of our briefing was that they had found some of the old Skyfallen shit, right? So they found an old Imperial Guard cache of supplies, weapons.
My understanding of that was that they just found stuff like around.
That's what I'm trying to find out is where that is, because we don't know what they're armed with. There might be a logistics log that tells us what's there. That's what I'm thinking of.
His knowledge is that they last went to Fredeem and he has not seen them since. He did not see the big crowd coming down from Redeem towards Sundered Crossing because of his position.
Got it. Okay.
I guess I'm not there, so never mind.
Gotcha. So, right,
I'm going to also turn around and just head back to the Astro.
I think I'm going to thank this guy for his time and said, you know, if you're welcome to come with us, but we are heading towards them.
Where are you going?
Towards the Blaze, of course.
Right.
Critter, we're going to the Sundered Crossing right now.
Yeah, which is towards the Blades, isn't it?
I'm telling you out of character because I'm not there next to you.
No, I know.
It is closer to them than you were based on your...
Uh-huh. We are heading in their direction. This guy has said that he's not coming, but he also, like, it's up to him to decide here at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he can get dropped off wherever he'd like, but I'm not turning the car around to waste gas.
Unless he's got gas to get us, though.
You've not, yeah, asked, gas, you've not asked what wears. you've not asked him what wares he has.
That's the point. What wares do you have?
Says, ah, what are you buying? He says as he opens up his.
What are you selling?
It's several gas cans hanging from his jacket.
It's coming from the horse. He's pulling it out.
So he seems to have a series of sort of antique spoons, which you recognize as the ones that the hermit had hanging up to make like a nice sort of wind catcher kind of thing. He also has a blue glass eye lens, which you recognize as the eye lens from a Skitarii Ranger. He has two Lasgun charge packs. He's also got a standard issue Imperial Infantryman's Uplifting Primer, which you imagine is some kind
is
of holy book.
Sticky?
It does not appear to be. alongside this, hanging in his coat, is a small locket with a tiny green leaf inside of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amelia can see through the visor stuff, so immediately going to like highlight that and the blue lens.
What will it take for us to... What would you like for all of what you have?
I would like to be dropped off at the Pleasure Dome for all of this.
That does make sense. He did say that to start with, didn't he?
The one thing he's been asking for is probably what he wants.
He's very consistent, really. Yeah. I really
he's actually like,
that.
Well, I have all these spoons, but I really need a fork and a knife to eat this horse. If you have one of those.
Have you heard of Maybe TV? I'd like one of those.
Yeah, so Amelia can't hear anything, as far as I recall. It's visual only.
It's visual only.
Unless they turn on the actual little like beads that we have
that
to
is true.
Communicate with. Which is fine. I'm not assuming it's on. But I'm seeing that from
Amelia,
those who are looking.
That is your locket.
Yeah, it's highlighting the locket and the Skitarii lens.
Can you tell us where you found some of these things?
These, he looks at the spoons. So I found these in the cave. He looks at the charge packs. He said, I found these buried in this great gift from Vresh in the desert that, you know, I took these. The rest were ruined beyond use.
Oh, God damn it. That's the bombs I left. All right.
I didn't intend that, but because they exploded because to kill the Skitarii, but no, that would have been very funny. This holy book from Vresh I found in the same box with these charge packs, and the this tiny green leaf of rarity here, and the this glass strange mirror, he says, holding up the islands, I found these at the Mutilali Oasis, and I headed north and I found myself here.
Gotcha. And you said you found the holy book and those two packs in a box. Do you remember where those were found?
It was. Let me think. It was near the Skystera's scriptorium. It's usually the freshest gifts fall strangely sometimes, but I've found things of interest around that. I've never actually been in. The locals there are probably not too keen on me, but yeah.
Well, the thing is, a lot of those things are of the Skyfallen, and I'm going to show him one of the power packs that I have.
Yeah, he nods.
So, why do you take from the Skyfallen, as I put mine back?
Well, it's a gift from me to Vresh. For instance, these power packs I would use perhaps one a year. So what do I do with the spare? It is a waste to be carrying in the desert, so I sell it to those in the Pleasure Dome, and the that's part of Resh's gift as well to me, that I can, you know, barter. And what he gives us is not just the things directly there, it's the potential to do more with it. That's why we...
Was there a shop that sold this kind of stuff? Like, the closest one I'm thinking of is Yurt, who had random knickknacks, but these feel a little bit less important than what Yurt had.
The as far as the power packs, at the very least, that was... There's an army surplus shop in the...
I suppose he would sell to all the different things to whoever wanted them there.
I think I'd at the very least like to purchase his bones from you. And I don't really know what to offer.
What will
here.
You give me in return? These spoons. Sorry, this antique.
You know what? I have an they? Even older. You know what? I have an even older, holy book to impart upon you. And I'm gonna pull out the copy of Delta of Jupiter, the erotica that we had from forever ago. And I'm gonna say I've had this in my family for generations. And
why are the pages so sticky?
You do realize this guy can probably read.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Okay, he doesn't have to read it right now. But I believe that this would be a fair trade for anybody you'd find in the Pleasure Dome. And I hold it to him. And
he holds it with great reverence. He says, "Well, this seems fair to me," and he gives you the spoons.
Excellent. Okay. Thank fuck. I have been holding on to that book forever.
You trained for spoons?
It's 12 spoons of varying sizes.
And you didn't trade it for either of the things I highlighted.
No, because I'm not you. I can't see what you're seeing.
Yes, you can.
No,
yes.
I cannot. I don't have my scope up and facing.
I can see it because you see it.
I don't have the eye mods. You're thinking Wrath.
That's
no,
true.
I don't. I have it in my scope. An agreement.
BGZ is that.
Oh, right. So BGZ, you'd be able
also,
to see.
Also, there's a little, one eye, power scouter that was made for everybody else.
Right.
And also,
I don't
keep
have
in
that
mind,
up.
Okay, you can say you don't have it up, but you do have that. That's the point.
Well, right. So,
Tora
right.
is muted by everyone else. Tora doesn't mute his own mic.
He can't mute his microbead. He's mid. You can all hear him butchering this horse.
Right. Oh, God, that's right. to be fair, I think if you can give him, and I'm going to gesture over to Tora, so if you can give him something to stop, I think that might be a good next step. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
The horse
and
is
he's going to start
the
walking
deserts
towards.
Now. The horse is the deserts now, and he, like a vulture, will do as he means.
Much like you do the same. And I'm going to walk away.
I'm going to have a text conversation with BGZ then.
Yeah.
I'll just ask him, what's taking so long? What does he want?
Those Lol, you wait.
I highlighted,
BG.
Can we retrieve
like Homestuck?
Them?
Like Homestuck. What do you think BGZ's quirk would be? All right, anyway.
BGZ asks, would you like me to obtain the locket?
He doesn't answer any of the other questions.
What did you ask again? Sorry, people.
What is taking so long? What does he want? And then, I'm going to stop.
He says, Lothar is, new word, dithering. What was the second question?
Ouch.
What does he want?
It says local wants journey back to Pleasure Dome.
I bet he does.
Listen,
how's the egg, Othermia?
It's actually, I'm on my second one now. Let me just take that off.
Mark that down.
I want to see you do a survival roll to see how well you cook it.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to make sure I don't want to meta exactly what has been said. Let's just say, if BGZ can't explain anything. He wants to go back to the thing. Okay, we can,
Bad egg.
I guess I just kind of, sigh. At least, Orfamiel's there, and I'm going to start to head back and just kind of show BGZ the map visually and just be like, if we need to, we could go to the Sundering first and then back to drop him off.
BGZ...
He's going to have to come with us to the Sundering at least.
BGZ nods his head, but obviously the fellow can't understand you, so you would need to explain this to him.
Yeah, BGZ just starts going...
both pointing at a map in front of him.
Well, no, to BGZ, I'm just showing him, this is, maybe this is what we'll have to do, and whatever, I'm coming over again.
Yeah. What's Tora doing?
I think
I'm butchering the horse.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be heading back to the cart. I'll have put the spoon thing. I'll try to disassemble it as I'm walking and popping it back into like the front, like front pocket there for myself, and sit back down and wait.
There are various spoons of both sizes and also metals. There's some that are definitely copper. Others are
I'm curious
some weird
what
alloy
you're
you don't
planning
recognize.
To do with them.
I don't. It's going to be really apparent. Don't worry about it.
Good. Amelia, you get back to Sardu, who's here, and Butcher behind him.
Yeah, Sardine, right?
Sardu, he says.
Sardu. I thought it was, like, people are mixing with sardine. I was like, it's not sardines, so it's Sardine or something.
Okay. Sardu.
You mean,
Sardu.
You
I guess I come back to him and I was like...
Never mind.
What?
Yeah, good call.
I was going to make a racist joke about Warwick.
Very good call.
In classic UK fiction style, make the man in the desert slightly Middle Eastern.
Oh,
well,
that's
so then, I kind of come back down, give a little wave, and I'm like, yeah. I saw some of your wares. There's two things I'd like to purchase.
Oh, of course. What can I offer you?
I
have this fantastic book, he says, holding up Delta of Jupiter.
it is good. But that eyepiece and that locket, in fact, happened to be mine. But I'm willing to help you in exchange for it.
You would take me back to the Pleasure Dome?
I'm the one driving our metal beast.
Okay.
A Ford, yes.
Well, I thought he was talking about everyone has horses. So.
Yeah, but if you say, I have a car, he knows what a car is.
Okay,
he just
I thought
assumes,
he would, then I'll say
yes.
A car. I thought...
beep, beep, chugga, chugga, big red car.
But I explained to him, it's like, listen, we are already on track to head to the Sundered Crossing. We can go from there to the Pleasure Dome, but we do need to stop there first.
He nods his head and says, once... we are back at the Pleasure Dome. You will have your locket.
And that eyepiece.
And the eyepiece. Here, and he gives you the eyepiece now.
Like,
it is a Steiger's 8 pattern Ranger eyepiece.
Yeah, I figured that might be useful for something.
Ah, memories.
Cool.
But yeah, like I said, I will tell them. The new plan. Cool. But again, if there's anything you can help us with along the way, anything you think might be important, I understand we will approach with caution. If we choose to approach, I will take your word in consideration about how dangerous these people are.
Of course, I appreciate that. Thank you, Skyfall.
Well, come with us.
He slides down the dune. And he gets into the...
Wait, he slides down the dune? How can he slide down?
Because you have to go up to go back down again. He slides up it. He backflips up it.
Yeah, I don't know if he can slide up a dune.
Some
people have to walk uphill both ways. Tora's butchered as much of the horse as he can manage and kind of like lashed it together and is having BGZ carry it back. We're in a desert. We're rationing. We need food.
That is fair.
I
will grant that.
Plenty of food. To be
Could
fair,
you,
though.
You've got a couple days worth of food. I'm not going to include this in because I don't know, give me a survival roll?
Oh, what? You mean this has all been for naught?
Well, no, I want to see how much meat you actually get off. If it's enough to justify an extra day of stinking
food. I didn't say Tora was stupid. I just wasn't helping.
I was saying Tora was stupid, to be perfectly true. No,
I don't know
sense.
What horse meat tastes like, though.
Why is survival like rolled off perception?
That you can also do it off of agility.
Yeah, as I say, you could change it to what
agility.
Makes more sense.
I think this is
going
to be agility. I don't think you're looking to see how to butcher. I think this is an instinctive thing for Tora.
Oh, well, it's the same. It's the same role either way, so I'll leave
Never
it.
Mind. Let's find out. Okay. You get some meat. I think it's probably enough for a meal for one.
Oh, good. Me and BGZ are going to enjoy our horse.
Yeah.
Horse jerky.
Are you familiar with the story of the IKEA man?
You asking BGZ that?
Yes.
No, he says.
Boop.
That's it. Sad boop. All right, I guess, are we all back in the cars or anything else we're buying from this person? No?
No, lovely.
Okay, cool. Good
Sardu,
talk, everyone.
Sardu gets in the back.
Well, is that what you're saying as Lothar?
No, out of character.
Yeah.
I'm literally walking back with the man. I've already made my deal.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Lothar, our Famuril's cooking eggs on the hood.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was back. Well,
Tora's butchering a horse, and you just left, so there's literally no one else to make a deal right now.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
How did my second egg turn out? That's the question.
Oof. Have we tried to talk to the horse?
The horse is dead. Oh, the second
egg is also not.
You're unused with dead.
Unused to this kind of environment.
It's too hot. It's too hot. Cooler pan. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys get back into it. Sardu
come
is
back
kind
to the
of
car. It looks like it's shat on by a bird.
Sardu kind of awkwardly, sort of semi, has to stand in the back because there's really not enough room for all of you guys. The added weight of him and his wares.
Amelia's just gonna say, "It's like, listen, he needs our help. He has information. We're going to Sundering Crossing, and then we can bring him back. If we need more, we can always buy more gas or food when we get back to the dome."
Sounds like a plan.
Cool. You continue your journey then into the Sundered Crossing. I'm going to say it's like late afternoon at this point. The sun's on its way down towards the horizon. So towering in the air above the sands are huge arcing ruins heading almost straight. Hundreds of meters away, more rubble is scattered by the desert sand, laying in a massive oval shape. Whatever design the ancient builders had for this structure, it has long since faded into dust. The stonework is crumbled and ruined, but you imagine offers a welcome reprieve from the sun. What would you like to do? It's basically, imagine, it's not an aqueduct, but imagine a ruined aqueduct with lots of rubble at the base of it.
I would like to see if we see any of the blades that are spotted previously, if they
the
came
tracks,
this way.
Unless they are covering their tracks.
Lothar, could I get an awareness test with advantage from Lothar, please?
Advantage meaning?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
What's your thing about surprise? Not that you're about to be surprised. But...
or are you?
All right.
I am jaded. No.
I thought it was reroll. You get to reroll.
Divination. I can reroll failed awareness test to avoid being surprised.
Do an awareness test.
Or alarmed.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Fair enough. Flat. Cool.
Bad. Lothar, you catch a glint of something coming from a position basically on the ground level of the rubble. You catch a flash of something, or something reflective is caught by this setting sun and reflects back into your eye.
I'm immediately going to let everybody know, like, there's somebody watching us. They're up that way. Not pointing. Not going to point. Bad idea to do. hey, he's there.
Your hand gets blown off.
No, I'm gonna say they're waiting for us in there. There's something or someone that's waiting up there. Act natural. Keep driving.
Well, I was gonna say, Sardu, do you know any local customs of peace or intention to speak?
Placing your weapons down before walking to someone is usually a good sign.
But what if my weapons are always out? Bah, bah, bah.
Then you will never find friends.
They specifically blow off your bicep.
Only the biceps, though.
I'll have you know, Sardine, these men here are my, and woman Amelia, are my bestest friends.
Lothar's going to look like I don't know, like waving his hand near his neck.
Amelia shrugs and says, regrettably.
Aww.
But she still didn't agree.
It does acknowledge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Fanyu has no friends, and he sees this in third person.
In a monotone, as your eyes blink back and forth.
Oh, you hear a sad beep from BGZ as he looks to you.
Fanyu
spots for a second and says, Fanyu has a single friend.
BGZ nods his head slowly and settles back down.
I mean, Sardu is very confused. No one is wielding weapons anyway right now.
They are with us. There is a scope on us. I can see it.
No, okay. None of us are wielding weapons.
We have a big iron horse, don't we?
That's right. A big iron under his legs.
And we drive slowly forward.
That sounds like a plan. We've had worse, and we've come out of it, so let's do it. So, I guess we're driving up then, yeah?
Cool.
I'm not going to walk from the car, and then they just take it.
They might. They might put this up on cinder blocks. Or, I guess, sand blocks. Not the point. They're going to...
Okay. I'm going to say the actual rubble is perhaps like 150 meters away. And you're driving towards it. I think you hear a shout in quite a surprisingly young voice. It says, "Stop!"
I'll hit the brake.
I'm going to slide a little bit.
Dunk! The airbags deploy. You don't hear anything said after stop.
I guess then I'll like step out of the car and kind of like put my hands up, but not like way up in the sky, you know, like that half up, and just kind of be like, we would like to speak. I just kind of shout out to the canyon, I guess we're in.
Yeah. I think the voice after maybe like a 30-second pause calls back, says, "Drop weapons, walk alone."
At this point, can I see if there are more glints?
Give me an awareness test, please.
Cool. Oops, that's charm. I'm not doing that.
You fuck your way to success.
As I'm known to do. Oh.
You don't see another glint of, for instance, another scope, but you do think you catch multiple figures moving amongst the rubble. You catch like the flash of color briefly from a headscarf, that sort of thing.
There's a good chunk of them up there. If we're going to do this, we got to be really, really careful.
They said come alone, which would mean I or one of us goes.
Finally starts tying up his boots that were untied until now.
He had his feet up on the dash.
Yeah.
And we also need to leave weapons awful. Behind, which I clearly have none of. Wink, wink.
Oh, Famu is a weapon.
a big flamer, a big chase sword. Like, just stick it off of you. I'm willing to do it, but I'm also... I don't know what exactly to say. I'm going to stumble out of character.
It's okay.
That's okay.
I've been muted this entire time. That's why yes, you didn't hear my thoughts.
What happened? I can't even hear. So
last
quiet.
Thing you said was big iron on his hip, and then you've been silent. Okay.
And then you sneezed.
So my apologies. So blah blah blah. If we sent Lothar, they'd eat Lothar. If we sent a Famuel would eat them. why don't we send Amelia, and I'll pretend to be a big stupid idiot, and I'll be like, well, he's. This I have come alone. He's not intelligent enough to understand what's going on. He's just my security personnel.
I mean, there's clearly more people. They're not going to. They might attack. I don't know.
I kind of feel like they're going to. But if we're trying to parlay, maybe they'll respect that. But they also did burn down two villages now. So maybe not.
Do we know these are the Blades?
We don't.
We know that they were coming here from Verdim before.
Hey, Sardine. These look like the Blades.
He looks at you and says, I can't tell from this far away.
Oh, look. And I pull out my binoculars and I put them up against his face. Is that better?
Again, I can't see.
I don't know. I merely just...
Well, good are you?
I was going to say, very, very well.
Your horse was very delicious, by the way.
So is Amelia putting any weapons
I'm gonna
away?
Step forward, keep my arms like that half raised like they've been.
Yeah.
Like, and I kinda just, you know, I just kinda show that, you know, I'm holding nothing.
Lothar's gonna thumb the safety off of his long lass.
I'm
implying
him
that there's
like,
ever a safety.
Yeah. I picture him like in the car, just like leaning through the window or something. Like,
yep. He's got it across his lap right now. Yeah. Just real quick.
I think, yeah, you're still... I'd say the car's probably about 100 meters out. Still. Amelia, do you start to walk forward?
Yeah.
Okay. As you reach, let's say, 50 meters, you hear the voice call out again, stop.
Stop.
And it says...
Now, do I see anything I can cycle, you know, through heat and...
Okay. I'm going to say you can see perhaps around 20 entities spread out ahead of you.
A
line about maybe 50 meters wide.
Okay, all that information is going straight back to whoever's got their visor working.
You could not
mine is down.
You cannot pinpoint exact locations, but what you can do is sort of say there are 20 life signs ahead of me.
Yeah, they're going to see like dots, you know, just kind of moving, keeping track.
Like a ping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Have the kill counts reset after the last time?
They're not still there, no.
No.
Alright, well, new...
Wait! I mean, the skull's all level. Yeah, so a voice calls out again. What do you want?
We've come to this desert to learn, to understand what's happening here.
There's silence again. You think you half hear sort of murmured conversation between people. It seems there's a lot of discord amongst the group. The voice, a different voice this time, calls out. What do you want from us?
Knowledge. understanding. Our mission need not be violent. We are here, as I said, to understand. To know what is happening and perhaps even provide assistance if we deem it necessary.
Another voice calls out to your left, right at the edge of where you basically scanned. It says, who are you?
I have to look up my whole name.
Oh my god, this is going to take a while.
I am Janitor Aspirant Amelia Reinhardt.
There's more murmuring. And then another voice calls out. Where are the blades?
That is something we wish to understand ourselves. We have yet to interact with them. In fact, we've mostly found minefields rather than people.
There's more murmuring, and then another voice cries out. You hear someone say, don't trust, and then I think that voice who asked you who you are says, leave.
No.
If you believe there is no way in which we could help or speak further, then so be it. We can leave this place. But trust us, trust me, there are many things we could provide for the if you were to help us.
Lothar, through your magnoculars, you see several long lasses being leveled through the rubble.
Amelia, you better get out of there.
Sorry, Lazlox.
I'm not leaving. I'm just...
I know, but they're training more guns on you. You might want to walk out.
Should we go for plan B?
No, we should not go for plan B.
Should we go for plan B?
I know what plan B is. We're not doing plan B.
We could do plan B.
We're not doing... I'm turning off the microbeat at this point. We're not doing plan B.
We could actually do plan B. Like, no, we have options to do plan B. Plan A is obviously not plan A.
Did you see where they're posted up at?
Here, there's about 20 people, right?
Yeah, but you don't speak. We could, as if that's stopped us before. We could easily
BGZ says, what is plan beta?
No, he said plan B.
Shit. No one's here to translate for him.
It's, you know.
Plan B is to walk away. We're going to do that plan
that's
B.
That's plan D.
That one is, yeah. It was not the one you were thinking of. Turn it on the microphone again. You've got to get out of there.
I just say, well, not like you can't find us out here. I'm sure we stand out if you change your mind. And I'll step back and slowly turn.
What's step back mean? Step back mean, is that the signal for plan B?
You'll walk back towards the
Astro.
Taurus. The Astro, sorry, the Vauxhall Astro. is still with those Laslocks leveled at your back as you walk away.
And 70, 80. Say, okay, like, you're Amelia, safe. They're not going to hit you.
Amelia would be somewhat nervous, but the fact that they were willing to speak and not shoot immediately, she's assuming they're not going to fire again, and so...
That's fair. All right. I think you're out.
Back to the car, I guess.
I was going to say, I think you're out of range by now. Those things can't hit the broadest of a barn after 75.
I bet I could hit him with a knife from here.
That's not a Laslock, is it?
I see plan B.
What is plan B? Just between you and me.
Plan B? Oh, God. About time for me, ass. Plan B is like this. We put a brick on the gas of the Astro. And then we come out of the Astro. Then we attack them.
So we lose our transportation for no good reason.
No, Astro's fine. Astro's, it's like a... It's an old-fashioned truck, isn't it? An Astra.
Yeah.
It's built Astra tough.
Yeah.
That's the same. Astra. We have a
Taurus.
It's an Astra pattern Taurus.
No, we got a good prospect. don't worry. Warwick's going to make us lose our vehicle soon enough.
Well, I just thought, like, listen, there are many voices. they are not all in agreement. We could push our luck, but...
It looks like they're scared from what I'm seeing here. I mean, maybe coming back to them, but my gut tells me that this is probably the remains of the folks from Fredim.
The other thing is, as I said as I was leaving, that we will be easy to find out in the desert should they change their mind. Already, their minds are not equal. Some may come to find us, after we leave.
Totally fair. Well, Lothar's going to switch off the binoculars then. All right, let's get going. We'll have to drop off Sanu back at the Pleasure Dome. We can refuel, and we're gonna lose a day's of travel out of this.
Yeah. So it's getting towards the evening now. So you either
I'm gonna start the car and head on out and not provoke further.
Yeah. So are you powering on to the Oasis during the night, or are you gonna find a campsite nearby?
Good question. What do we want to do?
Let's go back to the...
No, actually, it would be better to not go too far in case what I said is true and some do come to talk to us.
Maybe. Going to an oasis will mean there'll be a lot of people. There'll be more sites there.
The oasis is burnt to shit.
True. All right, with Amelia, we camp not too far away. But in a shallow...
Far enough away not to be hostile. Yeah.
I would agree, and I think to help with that, because if we go to the sighting spire, they're going to run into a bunch of mines and think that we did it. So let's not do that. Let's go to the Oasis. Let us make sure that there's not, unexploded Skitarii bodies or something.
Okay, I guess I'm just not understanding what the Oasis idea here is. We've gone like this, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now they said no, and now you guys are saying we just drive through.
Oh, you know what? Because I thought for some reason
it's not blocking the crossing.
I thought, oops, this is a shape. I don't want to do that. Fuck.
Because the other thing was like maybe we do this.
Well, go to the depths of Daum. Yeah,
because it's another place to explore in the meantime.
That'll be another day's travel.
Because I thought we had left from like this
beyond tonight. Yeah,
but at nighttime we can like set up camp right there.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a campfire.
Yeah.
That's nice. So my thought was that we went around this way instead, where we went straight east towards Sundered Crossing, and then we're heading south then towards the Oasis. That's how I thought we went. I didn't realize we went all the way up near the river.
We went around the river.
Okay, never mind then. Yeah. So then find depths. Let's go to the depths, and then we'll go to the Oasis and then circle back around.
We should head in the direction of the depths.
Yeah.
But we stop a little bit outside to camp.
And then I'll add to your fire there. Cool.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Which looks a lot like Among Us.
I think, yeah, you get to a decent campsite. You reckon you could get back to Sunder Crossing in no time at all. You're kind of halfway between the depths and Sunder Crossing. You settle in for an uneasy night's sleep, and I'm going to track
obviously
off.
BGZ will be on watch. I think Amelia will take an initial sleep, assuming that if people do come, they'll probably come later.
At the end of tonight, you have 3 days worth of water, 3 days worth of food, 2 days worth of fuel, 12 sachets of instant recap, 5 tents, 5 mess kits, 2 shovels, 1 stove with fuel, and 1 spare wheel. So you have 2 days worth of fuel remaining.
2 days is 2 locations, or?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Unless we get waylaid.
Transitionary, like,
I would consider, basically, you were at Sundered Crossing, or in the area surrounding it. So you would go, say, Middle Alley, Pleasure Dome, or you can go on foot as well. It's going to be far slower. Just remember that.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I think that'd be good anyway, because we'll go to the depths.
Also, contact Lane if you do need any supplies airdropped.
That's fair. We also want to make sure that we're secret out here, though.
Do we have enough nitra?
Yeah, you've got enough. Don't worry.
How many rats do you have?
You've got too many.
Too many rats.
Yeah.
Need some Enor.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys settle down for a night's sleep, and I think BGZ, I think you're shaking awake, Lothar, by BGZ's metal hand on your shoulder.
God, you're cold.
He grabs you and kind of shows you towards Sundered Crossing. I think you're probably, you know, he walks maybe 5 minutes from your small campsite where it's hidden, where you've got kind of an overlooking position. And you can, he just points out a change, really, which is that there are now 6 campfires lighting up underneath the crossing.
Huh. Well, if they're trying to hide from them, they're not doing a very good job of it, are they? They really are probably the refugees from Vadim.
He says Dennis. Something in binary which you don't understand, but
I'm not sure what to do with them. I mean, a part of me almost wants to try and at least sure they didn't talk to me last time. Sorry, I'm thinking a little bit because a part of me wants to
look some cities.
Yeah, a part of me wants to be like, okay, let's. I mean, if we try to talk to them again, they're already on high alert, and they especially would be right now. A part of me wants to try to impart some kind of knowledge of, hey, if you are trying to hide, maybe don't do it with 6 fucking campfires. A part of me also wants to spend some time to bury the spoons.
It's a lovely evening for it.
It would User be a lovely evening for it. From your channel. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I love the relationship Lothar and BGZ actually have, where they're both, that like, neither can communicate with the other, but they're both kind of soldiers who have ended up weighing over their heads.
Oh yeah, very much so.
What would you like to do?
I don't know. I'm really genuinely thinking on it. Because a part of me also just thought, what if I offered up the spoons as some kind of a peace offering thing? But then again, these spoons probably were not.
Have some spoons, sir. I come in peace.
Well, yeah. I mean, literally, if I come in and I'm armed with spoons.
Some spoons. Come, everyone, lay down your arms.
Lay down your arms. He's come with spoons. Oh. Yeah, that is kind of a dumb thing, isn't it? Look, it's a wind chime. You know, the loud thing that would alert everyone to where you are. That's a really stupid fucking gift idea. God, I'd be terrible at Christmas. Oh, I'm really struggling with this.
You don't have to do something.
BGZ no,
was just
I know.
Alerting you as technically the party's scout. He was alerting you as to a change in your local environment.
Right. I'll tell you what, I'll keep watch from here on out. BGZ, if you can, well, all right, I know you don't need it, but, you know, you deserve it either way. I'll keep an eye out for the rest of here. seeing if there's any other changes.
He nods his head and then makes a sign of the cog to you and marches back to camp.
Gotcha. I try to do whatever the hell it is he just did to me.
Naruto.
Just, my god, he's polymorph something and I don't know what it is yet. Right, so I guess he'll do that. He'll do some sketches, see if anything kind of shifts and changes over the time period there.
Yeah. Oh, we've lost Og from Roll 20. I hope he's fine.
I'm coming. I'm wrong tab.
Oh, no. I think, yeah, for the rest of the night, Lothar, you don't notice really any difference. You see on the walls of the sighting spire through your magnoculars, you can kind of see the shadows of people, but as to their size, it's impossible to discern alongside their numbers with the twisting shadows in the dim firelight.
You know what? I do have an idea. Really quick, what I'd like to try to do. Where would Tora have stored that horse meat?
Oh, I imagine it was back in the car.
Yeah, Tora's horse meat's definitely in the car.
It's like sleeping on it?
He's fermenting it in his asshole.
He's spooning it.
I took some of the horse intestine and I was gonna like grind it up using one of the axles to make horse sausage.
Got it.
Last longer.
Great.
Oh,
that's a really good idea.
Oh, a lumberjack's coming to assault Warwick. Oh no.
Oh, fellow lumberjack.
The lumberjack's attacking. No. Oh.
They're saying a lumberjack's coming to assault Warwick. What's going
Another
on?
Another lumberjack.
Oh.
It's funny, with Warwick's hair, he looks more female.
I do look more female with my hair.
Yeah.
And my vagina.
Well, no, but you can tell by how far back the hairline is that he's probably male.
We did it, boys. We almost got through one session without mentioning my hairline. Reset the clock. Did it. Wow.
Are you not like scared though? Because it is definitely going further back. Like, I've noticed this.
I'm fine. I'm just angling my head more to you guys.
With the beard.
It's not going further back.
It's
not going further back. I'm looking at you more down my nose.
No, it's definitely. It's usually moving backwards as I'm watching you. I can see it crawl.
It's like
Niagara crawling down the back. You nip your neck. Good night, Samuel. I love you.
They all say goodnight and they love you.
Nope, gone already.
That was just to me, right? Back. Yeah. Yeah, she said love just to me.
Make sure to tell her that I've not lost any units in the past 240k games.
I'm not telling her how good you are.
Make sure to tell her I've not lost a single unit in the past 240k.
Get out! Get out! I'm role-playing!
Ref, by the way.
Yeah?
God.
After this game, do you have to leave immediately?
I will do, yeah. It's something okay. Nice.
It's parole.
I was wondering if we could do deployment.
What would you like to do with this?
I'd like to do a series of actions if I could. First and foremost, I would like to stealthily take all of the horse meat that Og has butchered. That Tora has butchered.
I pictured the car as being in the middle of the camp where probably BGZ sat on the bonnet, so I don't think.
Right.
I think Tora's. Is Tora sleeping in his tent?
I don't want to wake Tora. I don't care if anybody else sees
Tora sleeping in his tent.
Cool.
Okay. What I'd like to try to do is I'd like to try and bundle that up and dress it up as best I can, get as close as I can to their camp and leave it there for them.
Okay.
And with something on there specifically that says from like Amelia or something like that.
Okay. I think you're able to get a bundle of... Are you taking all the horse meat?
Darn right I am. As much of it as I can humanly carry.
Throw me under the horse meat?
Sure I am.
I just wondered where Sardu's sleeping. I imagine he's probably sharing a tent with just, I don't know.
He was probably sitting on top of the horse meat. He's like, oh, no, I'm in a cold car.
What's
that name?
That's a horse with no name.
You've not asked a horse's name, no.
It was Steve.
Yeah.
Rip. Steve the horse.
You bundle up Steve and you take all the horse meat then, was that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. It's a decent amount. It would feed Tora. Which is something. Might not feed Orfamuel, but it's in that middle area of the spectrum. I think you bundle it up. How are you doing this? Like, are you approaching the same way you were previously? How stealthy are you being?
I am trying to be as stealthy as I humanly can as I'm getting closer to the camp. Like, I'm still going to walk up, and I'm going to make it known that I don't have any weapons and things like that. But so that I don't disturb folks, I'm going to leave it as close as I can without alerting presence, ideally. That's my aim.
It's nighttime. I'm going to say you can do a stealth roll plus 20 for this. You are skilled with your sneaking.
Oh my lord, fate point right now.
Fate point, reroll. That was a 99. Jesus.
Wow. For Perils of the Warp.
Yeah, Perils of the Warp. The god of stealth will strike you down.
That's much better.
Lothar, with 4 degrees of success, I think you're able to get... you've snuck up on people beforehand. It's been rare that you've snuck up with people to give them food. It's mostly to stab them in the neck.
Mostly.
I think you were able to get maybe within 20 meters of these guys. Looking around, you can... It's almost as if you're beside them in the firelight. You can see a handful of people still awake, but it's children. There are children here. You cannot see any adults. A handful of them are awake, but
just barely
sleepy. Yeah, it's the early hours of the morning.
I'm gonna try and leave with the note: dig pits for your fires, and try to sneak back away.
I think you do so successfully.
One last bit before heading to bed is somewhere along the path. I like to stop and to bury the spoons and to say a couple of different prayers and things like that from the primer before leaving them there and then going back to camp.
Lovely. I think you bury the spoons that were once owned by the blank, and you think somewhere, if he had a soul, he would have appreciated it.
Absolutely. That is my hope.
You successfully get back into your tent without waking up anyone. BGZ nods and returns back to his watch.
Gotcha. All right. That's all I wanted to do then. I'm good.
Yeah. And it's a fresh new morning on Al-Jadar. What are we all doing?
I can't believe we insisted on having the radio on in the middle of a desert. We're trying to be quiet.
I sound like a baby. A big semi-real baby.
I can't wait to enjoy some horse for breakfast.
Goro goes over and he opens the back of the car. He opens the boot of the car. And
he finds Sada sleeping. He says as he rolls out.
Wait, Sardines, where's that horse?
What?
The Sardines steal our horse?
No, right.
You eat my horse meat?
No, it's
sardine.
No, I haven't seen the horse meat. It was here.
Oh, I know sardines are very tasty when you cut open the tin.
He backs up against the car, scared.
I took it.
What?
What?
As I'm trying to open up
I'll
a thing.
I'll do that later.
I'm opening up
a
little thing.
We'll discuss this later, Sardine. How can you allow Lothar to take that horse meat from me?
Alright, let's just recap. It went bad in the middle of the night.
No, it didn't.
What?
You were asleep, how would you know?
Because I know how meat works. I'm a cook. I'm a chef.
Hey, someone. Are we going or what?
Are you,
Amelia is like, you know, sitting off on the side, enjoying the sunset, recap, you know.
We call that a sunrise where I'm
sunset?
From.
Yeah.
Did I say sunset?
Yeah, you did. Okay.
Sunrise. Enjoying the recap, you know, warming up because she hates the fucking cold.
BGZ, totally I think, fair. Looks at you, Lothar, looks at Amelia, and kind of just nods his head slowly at you, Lothar, and does not say anything.
I'm going to nod back and then continue to try and figure out the fucking packet for the recap that I have that doesn't want to open right now.
Ophimio is also going to nod slowly because he doesn't want to be left out.
BGC returns to gestures angles. Shakily. There, you have your delicious brekkies. So what's the plan now? Where are we going? You have 2 days worth of fuel, which is 2 journeys.
Yeah, but so 2 days, like, we're already on the way to here. Is that counting as a day?
No, you were at Sundered Crossing last time. I can't count it as, like, a half thing.
Right, but this is what I'm wondering. So we had 2 days here, so one, two would be over.
And then you'd have to go on foot to the Pleasure Dome.
But we can go from here to the Pleasure Dome as well?
You could go straight from the depths to the Pleasure Dome? No, you have to go to the Oasis or yeah. They
wait, so we need a connecting line to go between.
Well, we're already halfway there. Whatever it was, we have to do this anyway.
Unless from this little divot right here in the map, we go straight to the Oasis and then to the Pleasure Dome, and then we don't run out of gas.
Unfortunately, it's an abstraction without actually creating like a compass and plotting fuel routes and all this kind of shit. But yeah, for the sake of convenience, you have to go to the other things. You can go on foot. Like, I'm not stopping you from doing that. Just obviously, it has its disadvantages.
I mean, going to the depths first gives us exploration of something new. I feel like we should do that just for the sake of story. Maybe we find something. Who knows? Maybe there's fuel there.
I was going to say, perhaps a couple of days worth of fuel there. That'd be really nice for God to do.
I feel like, we just continue with the path we set out on.
Okay. So you're going to the depths, and then you're going to the oasis, at which point you'll run out of fuel.
Yep. Sounds like a plan to me.
Lovely. Could I get a operate surface test, please, from Emilia, who I assume is driving?
Hop in unless someone's being dumb to push me out. I'll fate that.
Okay, we roll. Lovely.
Oh my god.
Now
you run it so well, you don't use fuel.
Roll a D100 for me. Yeah, you intimidate it successfully.
It uses less fuel. Awesome. Yeah. The power of a Honda Fit.
D100 for me, please. Let's see. 16.
Damn, low numbers.
That is a low number. Let's see. So what does that get to? A 6 degrees success. Okay.
It's horse meat.
No. So as you drive, rising from a dune ahead of you is a sand-blasted sign, utterly out of place in this wilderness. It is clearly of civilized manufacture, with a large arrow pointing towards the southeast. The sign is some 15 feet off the ground, and whatever is written on it is not visible to you currently, having been covered by the desert stands for what seems like millennia. At the base of it, several clay vases have been placed.
I swear, if this is another booby trap, I'm going to have so many issues.
Don't say boobies.
Hey.
Well, you were listening. Can you see what that says with your eyes? With your special eyes?
I don't know.
It looks like a big billboard that's been covered in sand.
Yeah, it says Sandy, do not enter.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I got better eyesight than I do.
And we could take a stop and take a look around.
You Every don't have time to we've investigate done that, we've blown all of up. These. Not all of these are going to be positive. Not all of these are going to be negative. Some of them are neutral. Who knows? I do.
We just. You got to give me more time to guess.
Mm. I assume if it's a big billboard sort of thing, it's probably advertising the Pleasure Dome.
That's a good point. But what's up with those jars? Do you think they could be like promethium in them?
They are like clay vases.
Yeah,
break one open.
Okay.
There's a rupee.
Is there a rupee in it?
No, you break open and there are various small bones of some kind of small creature which scatter out at your feet.
Okay. Is there a rupee inside the bones?
There was nothing in the bones.
Okay. I open up another one.
It is the same.
How many
you can
are
look
left?
In without breaking.
I'm going to say there are four left.
I open all four by breaking them.
You break these, and the remains of what seem to be various small creatures are scattered at your feet.
I turn to Sardine, and I say, I thought there was gemstones in these hills.
I don't know how you're a priest.
Ah, I went to school.
Like, clearly those are offerings, right? Right? I'm going to turn to Sadu.
Yes.
Well, they weren't offering me anything.
I don't think they were for you. What were they offering to?
Well, it's sort of a sign from Vresh. It says pointing at the sign.
Is there anything noticeable on the sign? Like,
it probably is writing on it, but it's all fucking covered in sand. But it's, been blasted by it.
There's no picture on it or anything that's like...
No.
I go up to it and I start like wiping it with my hand and like blowing it.
You can't reach it. It's 15 feet above you.
I reach up.
Okay.
Also,
well,
the sand would like physically have worn stuff down. It wouldn't.
That is
just
true.
Be you move the sand out of the way and then it's fine.
You off to work?
Yes. Hmm. All right. Goodbye.
Please. Fuck loads of them.
Of course.
Well, you said that it also is pointing southeast, right?
Yeah, vaguely towards the Pleasure Dome.
Oh,
or
actually,
the depths of the
Of damn. No, okay, all right. I'll save that one for a rainy day.
Yeah, that the sign is too high for you to wipe it down on foot.
All right. I guess as long as nobody is feeling that there is a minefield here, let's keep going, I think. And Blothar's going to refasten his buckle on the seatbelt that I'm sure this came with.
Yes, of course.
Good, because it's IHS
Imperial Guard
rated.
Values, yeah, safety.
Yeah, no, it's IHS rated for 40-something, probably. Yeah.
Is that a waterproof seatbelt?
No.
In the desert, thank God.
Desert. Yeah. That's silly.
Bye, baby.
Disintegrates in water.
But it's Lothar, so he's a bit of a sweaty guy.
Like, yeah, I mean, okay. We'll keep driving. It just seems like a billboard for the Pleasure Dome that the people have reinterpreted to mean something else.
In the meantime, I'm going to explain to him exactly word for word from the uplifting primer about how the material that's used from a uniform is actually wicking, so that it doesn't actually lead to any kind of sweat collection, because that would then lead to things like trench foot and other stuff going on for me. To which
what
I have no
idea.
It's a lot like a big hole in the ground, but you choose to be there.
Oh, you went
to
the trench warfare, were you?
No.
No,
Etora wasn't. We had a full-on sick. It was great. We had cavalry charges. We had air drops.
It was the best one by far. Like, ever since then, it's just been going downhill.
Yeah, it was the best end of an act we've done. I think killing Avula after years of work was probably pretty shit, to be honest. But
it wasn't that great, to be honest. You couldn't
roll like very high anyway.
No,
and we stole
her
weapon.
To be honest, we know that the game went downhill after John left. I think that's ultimately...
I think you're right, actually.
John, the face of the party with no personality.
That's right.
To be fair, wasn't for John leaving, we wouldn't have such moments as how did you get on this secure line?
That is true.
That's true.
So you're heading towards the depths of DM then. So I think, again, it's sort of late afternoon. You've been driving all day in the desert sun. This is kind of large cave that is tucked into a rocky outcropping here towards these eastern peaks. As you drive up, you see there are two guards there. They're laslocks held in their hands rather than shoulders over their shoulders. They are dressed in the sort of typical desert garb. They have red headscarves around their heads. They do not appear to have noticed you. You're still quite some distance away, and they obviously don't have magnoculars.
I'm seeing two guys with locks up ahead. Might be more. I don't know what they'd be guarding out this way. What is it that we're coming up against? I'm saying this to Sadu, who's behind us.
He says, "Oh, this is a mine. I've never been here myself, but this is
miner. What kind of miner?
A mine. It's a lot of gemstones and iron. I think they sell them up in Vadim. I've only ever bought the sort of gems.
Do they usually have armed guards?
Well, it's valuable. It's used for only for the Vadim class. So it's, you know, it helps protect from, say, if you know those scumbags over at Mutalali came over and tried to, you know, come to the mine. Keeps them out, you know.
The Vadim owns it and they were just raided.
He nods his head slowly.
Seems like they had more to protect back at home. Well, hopefully they'll be just as friendly as who we met.
Possible that survivors might have gone here.
I somehow don't think they did.
Finally turns on his head torch.
It's daylight.
It's still the daylight.
We're not in the mines yet. We're driving up, bud.
He's getting ready. He has to warm up. It's an environmentally friendly one.
It's a halogen, like.
Do we want to park and hide the car? Or do we want to just drive on up?
Finally starts doing sand over the car.
Lovely. Start pouring sand over the car. Sardu, do you all stop and get out of the car, or what?
Yeah, my first thing is going to be probably telling our family, hey, don't put sand on the car. It's going to get into the engine, and it's going to mess things up. Don't do it.
Do you see there's no sand in this engine right now? Look around us. Do you see anything that's come this way?
Do you notice how much of it is not in the engine right now?
Yeah,
all of it.
How that's literally impossible that I'm going to get any sand in the engine if it's not already in there.
You know, it's a weird thing when you start pouring. All right, it doesn't
matter. Oh, my God.
How are we going to do this, then?
One idiot.
Uh-huh. I'm going to pull the tarp out that's used that is sand-colored that we're going to put over the fucking Taurus.
Sardu says, do I come with you? I want to go back to the Pleasure Dome.
Well,
we're on our way there. We just have to stop here for now.
Very well.
At this point, I would say it's up to you. I mean, I do want to lock the car down.
Yeah, it's fine. The parking brake's on. No one's taking this.
Can I feel like one of those things on the wheel? Like the lock?
Or the trailer?
Yeah. Over the steering wheel, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna make sure to put a boot on one of the wheels.
We're here for information. This is a stop along our way. We're gonna see what we can find out and then head on back towards the Pleasure Dome.
Sardu kind of nods and comes with you, dejected.
So we walk.
That we do.
Over to it. Are you being stealthy? Are you walking
up?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I was going to say no. I mean, these are guards, but they're not necessarily hostile.
I think as Tor is recovering from the desert sand in his lungs, you get closer to these guards and both of them sort of, they don't aim down their sights, but they are absolutely pointing their Aslocks from the hip towards you as you approach and they go, halt!
That is the second time someone from Verdeem told us to halt. I should not have said that out loud.
Are you guys from Verdeem?
One of them nods and says, yes.
Okay. We're not.
What the fuck is this conversation?
Hey, good roleplay.
They have a... You see the mutter onto the other. Who are you?
I am Ophamio Diosius. You might have heard of me.
Wait, no. Give him a business card.
I have business card for you. Who's into your jacket?
You're not close enough for business cards.
You're the worst creature.
Something I've not
like mentioned. Throw Ophamio's business card like a ninja star.
Sure, make a ballistic skill minus 30 for me.
Minus 30, you say?
Yeah.
What if you dual wields? Oh,
minus 30, you say. Could it be minus 24 instead?
Yeah, minus 24. Why not?
Minus 24 instead.
I'm a merciful god.
Yeah. How close was that?
I think you arc this. It kind of stalls as it, and it kind of lands to your right, and they both kind of look at you a little bit confused. Ophamio, please mark down one business card.
You're going to have to contact HR to get more of those. You know that, right?
They're awful to print.
I print them myself.
All right.
There's a printer underneath all the wax in my room.
Somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Every now and then you just hear me chisel away to get some more cards.
That's sick. What would you like to do?
I'd say, would you mind if we approached?
The older one says, what do you want?
Honestly, I don't really know exactly what we want.
We're here for information about this desert, about the recent happenings. We happen to be in the area, and we decided to stop here. We don't know too much about your operation, but we don't intend to stay long if you won't have us. But perhaps you could answer some questions.
They seem to ease up a little bit, and then you see one of them whisper something in the other's ear, and the older one nods sort of sagely and says, what do you want to know?
What was it? The blades? Right?
The blades, yeah.
Blades of Rush, yeah.
Yeah, our main interest is in understanding what these blades are doing. I mean, obviously they're raiding and So on, but why? What spurs them on?
Since we've not encountered the blades ourselves, they look to redeem distance towards the northwest and say, well, we believe they were there last, but this is our post and we stay at our post until death. They've not been this way.
They won't be this way. They're heading towards Ishwala.
What are they doing in Ishwala?
That's a great question. I'm going to gesture over to Verdim and say, I think I've got an answer for that one, though. We're looking to try to stop them.
I think the younger one nods his head and says, Verdim is or was our home. So,
how many of you are there here?
Just us.
Just you two.
And if you had... And if people from Verdim were able to escape, is there anywhere they might go to survive?
I think they look at each other and says, well, they could have fled west towards Ishwala. Things have been difficult between our tribes, but they would take us in, I'm sure, or perhaps flee.
What about
the
Sundered Crossing?
The older one sort of narrows his head and says, I suppose, but it's an old ruin. There's nothing there.
We believe that there are.
Oh. It would seem that they may have fled there if you don't know of a people who normally camps in that area.
No, that it's a ruin. No one's there. That's troubling. Troubling.
There are people there. It's where we're coming from. we tried to negotiate, but understandably, if they are survivors, then they would have been weary of outsiders.
I think the older one says, how do we know you're telling the truth?
How do you not?
I mean, how many of us are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
Six strange people who don't look like they belong in the desert have appeared in front of you telling you something perhaps unbelievable, other than the fact that your city was destroyed. What reason do we have to lie?
It could be a trick.
Steal your gems? I've already told you we have no intention of going inside unless you'd have us.
It could be a trick from the blade.
I kind of looked at Lothar. I'm like,
I think I understand.
Do half of us look intelligent enough to be caught in tricks?
I'm going to look towards Amelia and shake my head and mouth. They're not going to understand it.
They're guard.
Not Imperial guard.
Are you thinking about a Rosette?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Rosette is universally recognized throughout the Imperium.
Absolutely.
Whether the Savage will recognize it is a different story entirely.
Right. My gut tells me they're probably not going to. Look, shiny thing.
It's a symbol of Imperial authority that's like baked into everyone. This isn't a feral world.
It's pretty close.
It's a feudal world, technically.
Okay, the point being is there's a decent chance they could recognize it. Does he want to show it?
We could do this through trust, right? So, out of character, my thought with this is, what if one of us went with the two of them by foot to Sundered Crossing, had them link up, and at the very least help them to survive.
Yes, because they trust us to guard the thing when they're not there.
No, but you guys would leave first, and then one of us might stay back.
Yeah, but
and go with them.
But either they know what the Rosette is,
right?
And they go, oh, okay. Or they don't know what the Rosette is, and we go, oh, well, if you don't understand it, we'll go the trust way. If they don't know what it is, it's not like it. If they don't know what it is, it's not a big deal that we've shown it.
I guess that's true. I think my only fear with this new is that, like, if there's other forces at work right now, which clearly there are, there's something wrong. Like, that people don't get violent with religion. That just doesn't happen. But, like, my fear is that if we play our cards out and somebody finds these two somehow, right, and we link them up with all the ones at Sundered Crossing and talk about, oh, how the Inquisition all saved us, right? Like, that would be my concern with using it just yet. I might be way overthinking it, but I'm...
You guys have never done that before.
No, overthinking something? Never.
No.
Nah. I spent an hour trying
I'm
to
sure
figure out how to kill somebody.
I'm pretty sure these dwellers are going to spread word of the Inquisition through the galaxy.
They might.
Here's the other thing you say. You say, do you see this? Oh, yeah. Wow, you're with the Inquisition. You say, yes. And if you mention that again, we will kill you.
Right. Right. Also, a lot of fear involved there, and these people are already jumpy. I don't know.
What would you like to do?
Yeah, fair question. Let's make a decision.
I mean, in character, Amelia just asked, is it worth it?
I think I'd mouth back what I said before. I don't think they're going to understand it. As a group, what do we want to do here?
All right, then it's time for trust falls, I guess. Like, what do you have in mind?
I don't know. I can flash it. I just want to know what everybody else is cool with. That's all. So Og is kind of like, show it. If they get it, they do. If they don't, whatever.
What is that for? Oh, never mind. I thought he did a ballistics test.
No, that's different. He's
whipping another card at me right now. Wrath, what do you think?
I'm thinking that I don't see why we need to bother these people, to be honest. Like, we've spent a bit too many resources on them, in my opinion. We should just go at Ashwala.
But I've made an emotional connection. But we can't There's go hundreds there, of them. We need every gun we can get.
Why?
This is not our path right now.
Yeah, but like, the more we spend not going after the blades, the more I'm thinking we should probably just be going after the blades.
Yeah, but think about Wrath. We're here now. We have one day to do things here. What's the point? And just being like, nah, fuck it, and then leaving. Like, we should accomplish something.
I don't see what we can gain from being here.
These guys get us trust. We get trust with these guys, and then we can then talk back to the other people without getting shot.
And then
we can learn more.
Also,
we're here to learn. More. We're not here to just go kill the fucking blades.
I thought we were here to discuss with them and see if they need to be killed or not.
Well, right, and which it sounds like they're really violent.
Various people will help us discover more about them.
It's also, I think, too, going to be important for us to build up what kind of feels like a mini army of our own to be able to deal with them. Because they sound like they're in their hundreds, right? So it might behoove us to, like, win over the hearts and minds of the people out here. And in doing so, that might be helpful for us dealing with the blades. Right, like if we show that we're actually making an effort towards the goodwill of the people out this way, that will help to then, I guess, take them on when we need to later. Because I kind of get the feeling that the blades are not going to be fun to deal with, and if they're in their hundreds, as good as we are as a team, even if we were to drop things down from lane, that wouldn't be enough. That's my thought with it. I don't know if that would do it or not.
We're going to go to them, but having information and other things before we get there, how's that not a good thing?
It's like a bit of a waste of time in the grand scheme of things to me still.
Yeah.
What's the plan? Flash to Rosette or fuck off?
Or talk to them.
Or talk to them. I think Og's got an interesting theory of that. If it doesn't work,
it can't hurt.
But also, if they do recognize it and lie and say, what's that?
Right.
The text to lies. Tora can see a lie in 50 yards. And then we have Othamuel come in, Jack the Ripper style.
Yeah.
That's very true, actually. All right, fair enough, I guess. So then, I guess, in looking back to everybody else in the party, Lothar is going to sigh, take out the Rosette from his front pocket. So do you recognize this?
The tarnished gold Rosette feels heavy in your hand. The two guards stare at you blankly for a moment, and then you realize it is in awe and respect. The older one throws down his laslock, quickly followed by the other one, and both kneel down, heads bowed.
All right, we didn't need all that. He's going to put the Rosette away.
I did. It's a good deal.
This is why you can trust us.
The young one helps the old one stand shakily.
Oh shit, that worked. I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting that to work. I kind of feel dumb.
We always do shit like this where we spend 30 minutes.
I know, we're overthinking it. But yeah, you're right.
Listen. As I said, we are here to understand here. What is happening and make, aid where needs aid and so on.
Anything we can do to help you, of course. And they both make the shrine of the sign of the Aquila across their chest.
They make a shrine of the Aquila. The two of them that in this amazing display of gymnastics and flexibility make a shrine of Aquila out of their bodies in front of us.
It's like whenever there's like any Amish in an American cartoon.
It's like a barn raising.
They took my body as a temple, like literally.
it's a minor thing with the reset, where it does make people create shrines.
It's just amazing. Yeah. Hey, well, firstly, who else is here in this operation? Surely it's not simply two guards guarding a mine.
There's usually more of us, but. The other 10 went back to Vadim when the fire started. And they've not come back.
Do you think it possible they might have tried to escort people out?
They look to each other and say, well, potentially, but all we saw were the fires, and we assume the worst.
We haven't been that way yet, but it's safe to assume some of the worst.
And your people would know you. You're not
Yes,
but a stranger of them.
Same tribe.
We have reason to believe that there are roughly 20 or so that may have made their way to Sundered Crossing. And
the older one curses quietly under his breath and mutters out, only 20.
That's who we were able to see. It doesn't mean that there weren't more. But at the same, we believe that they may be the children there too. Clearly they don't know how to set things up stealthily, but they do seem armed and they do seem ready. They seem scared. I think they need your guidance more than ours.
I just gonna kind of listen. We have to refuel and return to the Pleasure Dome, and then we will be on our way again.
Very well.
Do you think you could go to Sunder's Crossing and find these people? And now knowing us, when we return, I guess, well, no. Would it matter? Because they would know the same things that their people know, right? Hmm. Like, how would it matter? I guess, yeah. There were definitely old voices there, too, though.
As in, older, what, at Sunder Crossing?
Right. Yeah.
No, it seemed to be all children.
Yeah.
Right, which I don't know. I'm going to say that that's a detail I would have shared with you guys if, like, hey, on inspection, like, over the course of the night, I was able to see there are kids there. So, yeah.
I don't know that we want to raise a kid, are we? But I just kind of say it's like...
Yeah,
I guess I'll ask... perhaps you need to go to your people. seems that these... children are lacking, what's the right word to say?
Parents.
Yeah, parents.
Guidance. And this mine is not as important as the lives of your people.
They both nod reverently.
I would ask back. Only, do you have any resources, fuel, perhaps food?
Well, the older one says we have no fuel. We did have horses, but the
other guards
took them. The other guards took your back horse, to Vadim. We have some water and some food, but it's not much. But if we're going to Sundered Crossing, we need it for ourselves. You understand?
Exactly. I was just gonna say no. Then save it for yourself. The fuel would have been more important for us.
They both nod and says we will wait for you with our people if they are there.
Well, this is what I was going to say. We may not return to you, but if we do, I hope we'll have safe passage next time.
They bow their heads and say, of course, Inquisitor. Now, they don't know the specifics of the Inquisitorial hierarchy, so whether you decide to correct them on that is completely up to you.
Nope, we are not gonna. That feels good.
Just let you guys know, I am the only one that is actually the Inquisitor in terms of our position amongst each other. These are lowly agents, but obviously do not go around telling people that because it is a secret.
Your eyes start blinking again.
Of course,
the Inquisitor would never say that to you. I'm secretly the Inquisitor, and this is my body double.
Okay. And as you can see clearly, we like to joke around and so on. You don't need to take us so
intensely.
The younger one says, so we're not to tell people there are the Inquisition is on Al-Jadar.
No, that is correct.
We will
do not tell anyone
if we find it necessary.
Do you have any high proof alcohol?
That would be bad.
No, we don't have any alcohol on us. I'm afraid we're on gun.
Vegetable oil.
Nope.
Point in the Imperium, Promethean is effectively anything with a high enough hydrocarbon count. If you know, actually, Toro would know what a hydrocarbon is. Would he?
No, probably not.
If we find a card and we need to suck the oil out of
Was it fuel you needed? There's a gas station just down the road, didn't you?
You see the sign?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what the sign was pointing.
It was pointing towards the only gas station in Al-Jadar.
I'm saying nothing. Perhaps you'll never know what's on that sign.
Oh, I mean, I'm satisfied with the conversation and ready to head on.
Lovely.
I am as well.
So, it is getting towards evening, so we can say these guys head off in the night towards the Sundered Crossing. It will take them a few days to get there. But yeah, you put your feet up, you camp around the mine, and perhaps we should end this session there. I feel like we've been very, very productive for the Emperor's favourite boys.
Yeah.